because the name of the Lord, Hari, is the general name of the Lord. Krishna is also called Hari. So, to take Hari Nam, to speak Hari Nam, means to try to connect to the Lord, to realize our relationship with Him. And the holy name of the Lord can fulfill all desires, everything material and spiritual.
And why is initiation necessary for it?
Yes, because in order, because the Lord is spiritual, right? And we are also spiritual by nature, but in the conditioned state we have forgotten that. So when we hear the spiritual sound vibration, Shabda Brahma, the pure holy name coming from the lotus mouth of Sadhu, and that sound vibration will enter into our heart, purify us, and gradually the holy name, the pure holy name, will also come into our mouth. The guru initiates, begins that process. Initiation means to begin. So giving Harinam, you hear that pure sound vibration, and then Gurudev also teaches Sambandhigyan, Radha Krishna Leela from Vrindavan, all these things to give us greed and inspire us. Mm-hmm. And then that becomes pure holy name from our own mouth.
And to get Harinam means also accept Guru.
Because that means that, because we have a desire to serve Krishna, mm-hmm. but we cannot do it now.
Yeah.
So we need help. And so we pray to Krishna to send help. And Guru is that person Krishna sends to help us. Someone who has connection to Krishna, who can help us connect. And to realize the connection is there in our heart that we have forgotten. To uncover it. Not manufacture or make new, but uncover. Mm-hmm. And if we do not have some scars from previous lives, we have already become pure, then we need Guru. We need purification.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Diksha, to make that process very quick. Because anyone can chant the holy name. But if you receive it with the blessings and guidance of a self-realized soul, then very quickly you can attain the goal. Mm-hmm. Otherwise we may struggle by our own effort for a long time and not mm-hmm. achieve very much.
Yeah. Yeah. I have got initiation from Yogesh Varananda for Kriya Yoga. It's not Bhakti Yoga.
Mm.
What would you say about Kriya Yoga? So, Yogesh Varananda said it's the fastest way back to God.
Mm. But when you talk about God, there's many different possibilities. Is it Vaikuntha? Just general.
Yeah.
How did he explain?
He explained it's a connection now in this life.
Mm-hmm.
To know God now in this life, not when I left the body.
Mm. Yeah. Also a good thing. But who? Because many avatars. Mm? Is it a personal idea or impersonal idea?
They said it's personal and impersonal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we can choose self, the aspect we follow.
Yeah. Because there are three aspects of the Absolute Truth. Paramatma,
mm-hmm.
Lord in the heart. And there's also Brahman, which is the impersonal. And Bhagavan, which is the personal.
Yeah.
Right? So, which of the three? But Paramatma is only with the jiva in this world, in the material energy. Whereas Brahman is described as the effulgence of the Lord. So it's not different from him. But it doesn't have a personality. It's, mm-hmm. huh? But Bhagavan is the personality of the Lord. So, and there are many avatars.
Yeah.
So, so in other words, when we say Harinam, or focus on the Supreme Lord, that which aspect of those three are we focusing on? A yogi will focus on Paramatma, and the impersonalist on Brahman, becoming one. But in bhakti, we focus on the personality. So, but all is one. It just means that you perceive the oneness. And we also perceive oneness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught achintya bheda bheda tattva. It means oneness and difference simultaneously. Because we are one with the Lord, but we're also different at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to choose between the two, because both are reality. But the difference is where we find our personality. Thank you, Dean. In the difference, we discover our own personality and the Lord's personality. Because the oneness is described in one of the Upanishads, Mundaka. Like if you see a green bird fly into a green tree, you can't see it anymore. You can watch the green bird fly into the green tree, but then you can't find it. So, there are still many, but you only see one. Like in an ocean, it looks like one big body of water, but there are many drops. The individuals are also there, right?
Stuff to eat.
So,
that's too much for me. Once more.
Really, there's nothing much. Yeah. Good, very
nice fruit, huh?
Honeydew.
How about?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So then we decide, do we want to discover our oneness with things or our personality and relationship with the Supreme? Because both are there. Achintya bheda bheda tattva, Mahaprabhu taught, the simultaneous oneness and difference. In other words, we are one with Krishna, but in the difference we have relationship. We are part and parcel.
What happened?
What was verloren?
So, and to focus on the personal form means also to get these feelings of separation.
Yeah.
So what is, it's not nice if you sit there and love someone very extremely and he's not there, so it's not nice.
But it makes the next meeting sweeter.
Yes.
Because the separation is something that you want to solve, want to conclude, come together again.
Yeah, but in this moment we are not together, it's like suffering.
Oh.
Just suffering. Maybe okay, yes, I'm happy to see you again, but okay.
So this is why we follow the process of discovering the relationship meeting. Because our heart is yearning for that. For the meeting. But once we have met, then that separation is also another kind of meeting. Because you're remembering and all the moods are there, and it deepens and deepens and deepens. You know, the poets, they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder. When the loved one is absent, then you become even more and more fond, because you remember and how perfect and how sweet and how nice, and you want to meet again. So separation, mudra, is very good for us, because it causes us to examine and see where we are and realize, oh, to be with the beloved again would be the best thing.
Would it not be more nice to be always in contact? So without this separation?
This is the play. This is the play of Krishna.
Yeah, wow, thank you.
The play. Because it makes it higher, makes sweeter, make the love go deeper, right? Mm-hmm. You see, even lovers in this world, they like to play hide and seek. And there are many poems and songs that describe those things. Because like you said, you know, when the separation is there, then you think more about, oh, when we were together, we did this and we did that, and how sweet and nice. And then you come together again, because the moments of separation are brief, not permanent, just brief. And the whole time your mood is getting deeper and stronger. And then when you meet again, then it's even higher than it was before. And then again, another separation will come. There you go. It's play. This is lila. But the separation is not like in this world. Because here you can be separate, and then in time you forget. But praying means that even when something happens that would break the relationship or end the relationship, it can only make it stronger. Because that relationship is eternal, it can never be finished. Whereas relationships here are temporary. Even no matter how much you want it to last, it must end. Because everything is temporary. Right?
Yeah.
So that kind of separation is very hard to accept, because there's nothing, it will never come again. Right? But this separation is not like that. Because even though there's separation, you're still together in mood, and then meeting again face to face later. So it just becomes sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. It's called being rasik, to understand the nuances and subtleties of loving relationships. Like one time Krishna, he started an argument with Rukmini, one of the queens from Dwarka, because he just wanted to see how beautiful she would be when she was angry. Because he remembered that the gopis in Vrindavan, they would chastise him, become very angry with him, and they were even more beautiful. And he loved it, right? So he wanted to see if Rukmini could do that, but she didn't have that kind of capacity. She just fainted. You see, Krishna is like this. The Supreme Lord is like that. He's rasik. It's not just that there's love, but he also does things to make that love, from this point of view, from that point of view, from this angle and that angle, many different, you know, ras. It's like if you make a vegetable dish and it has water, it's kind of soupy. All the flavors of the vegetables and spices all mix together in that liquid. In the liquid you find all the flavors combined. Mm-hmm. That's called ras. Many things combined.
Yeah.
Right? So what Krishna does is he adds this flavor or that flavor, changes it a bit, and it becomes new and different, always new. Always new. So we say ras tattva, you know, different rasas, like friendship mood, parental mood, mood of beloved. It's all different.
The thing is how to enter there. You need.
Are we here?
Yeah, you need the A.
And the first thing to do is
But this is the difficult of everything, to get to the A. Otherwise, we will be attracted all the time by external things.
Mm. That's why it's so important for us to associate with high class devotees and hear Radha Krishna Lila Katha and these things. Because then we will automatically get taste. We need to do it as much as we can. Every day we breathe, every day we eat, right? Because we must.
Mm.
Yeah? So we feed the body, we feed the mind, and also the soul needs to be fed. That's why if we have all knowledge, yeah, and our body is healthy, but still the heart is not happy, then it seems the best part is missing. That's the spiritual life. Give meaning to everything. Everything has a purpose. I've met some of the wealthiest people in the world. And they have the same problems a poor person does, looking for love and affection. They have more this, more that, more stuff. But if the spiritual is missing, if love and affection is missing, you feel empty. And they always say, no one really understands them. We don't understand ourselves.
What they, the rich people, say. What? The rich people say it, nobody understands.
Nobody really knows them, because everyone just sees their money, their position, and they don't trust others, and therefore they think others are just out to take what they can. Exploiting. Money buys them distraction.
Yes.
So therefore they just actually try to convince themselves that they're happy and they have the best of everything. Because in the eyes of the world, there are many envy.
Yes. So.
But you find some poor person in a village somewhere that doesn't have anything, and if they have love in their life, they're richer than that other person.
But sometimes, maybe if they see, they don't know these things, that they even exist sometimes.
Yeah.
But if they would know, then,
that's the trick of Maya.
Yeah.
Maya means that which is not. It's the illusory energy. No matter where you are or what you're doing, Maya always tries to tell you, there's something more, something better. If you get this new device, you'll be really happy. If you use that toothpaste, you'll be the best person. Excuse me, I'm just going to head down to my yurt. Chant Gayatri.